This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to a Veterans Day weekend edition of What's on Your Mind. Officially, Veterans Day is tomorrow, but you know what? Veterans deserve more than one day in my book, so they're going to get it today on What's on Your Mind. This is a tradition we started some time ago where we encourage our fine listeners to call with a story about a vet. Could be a family member. Those often are some of the best ones. Could be a friend. I've heard some incredible stories on this program about veterans, people that somebody knows somebody across town, somebody works with somebody, somebody has somebody in their family. And it really is special to hear those stories. So today is a day we want to let you first and foremost know, if you got a vet to salute today, a story you want to share, the floor is yours, okay? Simple as a phone call to 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550 to do that. You can text Todd or I. That's a little hard to tell a story by text about a vet. Todd could do it. I couldn't do it. How many characters do we give him, Todd, to tell the story? What'd you say? Yeah, I don't know. Todd's not at his mic at the moment. Okay, all right. Well, Todd is actually on location today, and I'll tell you about that in a minute here. So we're going to hear from him a little later on in the program. But anyway, the point is, give us a call at 800-228-0550. Best way to do that, to tell us a story about the vet. You can always text us, though, and we welcome that. Simple as a text to me at 701-367-2054. Better send it to me today, since Todd is on location. 701-367-2054 to Texas, or emails studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Okay? And I'd love to hear those stories about the vet so we can give them a shout out. It's the least we can do, really, isn't it? To say thank you, recognize them. Yeah. So, I am broadcasting from Village Inn in Fargo, 25th Street South and 32nd Avenue, right on the intersection. Today, the good folks at Village Inn are giving any veteran that joins us during the broadcast a free slice of America's best pie. I just saw a piece of strawberry rhubarb go by me that looked like you can't even believe how good that is. Oh, my gosh. But they have all kinds of great pies. And all you need to do is come in here and tell your server, hey, I'm a vet. I'd like a piece of pie. Simple as that. Tomorrow at Village Inn locations, every one of them, there's a Minot location. There's a West Fargo location. There's a Fargo location where we're at today, 25th Street and 32nd Avenue. And then there's also a Moorhead, Minnesota location. All of those free breakfast from the time they open the doors to the time they close. That B.I.B. breakfast, that's the best. And when you come, order your Thanksgiving pies because they can take the orders right now, have them in. And you can also do that at VillageInn.com. But if you come in this weekend, take that in. So that's part of the fun we have going. Todd, today is joining Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac and the good folks from iHeart Media, honoring area veterans, active military, law enforcement officers, first responders with a turkey dinner and all the trimmings at the Bismarck Mandan Elks Lodge, which is on South Washington in Bismarck. Spouses invited as well. They ask that you bring a military or equivalent ID for that, but come on over and take that in as well. That's going to start about 10:30 today when they start serving, so Todd will be there for that. We'll hear from him a little later on in the program, so that'll be kind of fun today, too. All right? Guests on the program today, who are we going to chat with? Well, some veterans. We have Rusty Ort. Rusty is an Iraq War veteran and a Purple Heart recipient. One of my favorite stories of, you know, just incredible heroism. Someone that after 9/11 said, you know what? I need to do something. I think Rusty was, I forget the age, but he needed an age waiver because he was too old to join the National Guard. But he wanted to after 9/11 to go serve his country. So he ends up getting a waiver and joining the National Guard, going to Iraq, and ultimately had an injury. Here's an incredible story. He was in, you know, the training camp, boot camp, if you will, getting ready to go. Okay, he gets an injury, pretty bad injury, having to do with his toe. And basically the amount of care his toe needed was going to prevent him from going to Iraq. So he's in the Guard, but they say you can't go, you can't deploy with your group because of that toe. And he says to the doctor, well, I want to deploy with my fellow soldiers. What else can we do? If you can't speed up the surgery and all the stuff needed for the toe to heal up, what can we do? He said, well, we could amputate it. I mean, that would do it. He said, take the toe. So he literally just said, take the toe off. I want to go. I mean, this guy just incredible. And in addition, the age waiver put his business on hold, you know, owned a small business. So his business suffered as a result. Didn't care. Wanted to serve. And ultimately was in Iraq and on patrol one day, and a mortar attack happened, and he ended up with a significant brain injury, the scans of which the Army said one of the worst they've ever seen. So just incredible, and you know, great story of heroism. So love Rusty's story. He's a great guy, and he never likes talking about himself. He likes talking about other vets, but he does a great job of highlighting them as well. Also, Hank Tool will be on the program today. Is that how you say his name? Nolan is a Tool. It's T-U-E-L-L. I want to make sure I'm saying that right. But Hank is a Vietnam veteran and heads up an effort called Operation Second Chance that we're going to tell you about today on the program. They also take some vets hunting, so kind of a neat deal. And then Tom Campbell will join us, Senator Tom Campbell. Of course, you know from probably your television screen or your radio that Tom is a candidate for the Republican nomination for Senate in North Dakota. He's been out there early wanting to take on Senator Heidi Heitkamp and save us from that. And Tom is a state senator from Grafton, as well as a farmer and a businessman. His father, Paul Campbell, was a B-17 pilot with the 401st Bombardment Group in the 8th Air Force. And Tom's family put together all of the notes that their dad had kept into a memoir that tells his story. So it's his dad's words going back, and it's really incredible. The book is yours for the asking if you join us today at the Village Inn on 32nd Avenue South and 25th Street. So take a vet out for breakfast or lunch today and a free pie on us while you're here. Tomorrow it's free breakfast for all the vets at all the Village Inn locations. So a lot of fun planned for you today on the program. So we'll talk to Tom about his dad's story today on the program as well. So, and we'll give those listening at home a chance to weigh in there as well. So you'll have a chance to win one of those as well today on the program. Okay? So that's what we got planned for you at the Village Inn, and it's Thule. Thank you for that, Nolan. So let's see here. We've got, I want to make sure I'm saying his name correctly. Last name is Thule. Hank Thule, the Vietnam veteran that will join us a little later on in the program today. Okay? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Manny, I noticed some of the bottom lines are ringing there. I don't know what that's all about. But I'll leave that to you to try and figure out who is you. Okay, yeah, that'd be good. All right, so we don't have Todd, we don't have Manny. We have you, our fine listeners. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. And, as I mentioned, we're at Village Inn. The location that we're at, for our listeners on the eastern end of the state, is the one in South Fargo on the corner of 25th Street and 32nd Avenue South. It's actually the only location in Fargo. They have one in West Fargo, one in Fargo, one in Moorhead. But if you want to stop by and join us today during the broadcast, get that free slice of pie, you can join us at 25th Street South and 32nd Avenue South today on location. Okay? Last thing I'll tell you, we have Senator John Hoeven on the program. He'll be here at the bottom of this hour. The House version, rather the Senate version of tax reform is now out, and we'll try and determine the difference between the two and get an update from Senator Hoeven on where your tax relief is, when that's coming. So all that coming up on the program. Okay, now we're ready to go. We got those of you calling, waiting to get in, and apologize because we had some issues. So if you're trying to call, keep trying, and we'll get you in here. Doc in South Dakota, how are you?
Well, I'm old, and I don't feel very well today. I was listening about an hour ago of your tribute to veterans. I'd like your listeners to remember the 29 merchant mariners who lost their lives in Lake Superior when their ship broke up, took water, and sank while they were delivering iron ore to Wisconsin. There was a...
What year was that, Doc? Hey, Doc, hang on a sec. We're going to go to a break. I want to hear this story. Don't go away, Doc, on the Merchant Mariners. After this, on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned. Your call's welcome at 800-228-0550. Give those vets a shout-out, a salute today on the program, okay? We want to hear those stories about the vets. But the music started, so that tells me I have to go to break, Doc. And don't go anywhere. Tell the story on the other side of the break. Others behind you. On What's on Your Mind today, saluting our veterans.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
We're talking saunas today with Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. We've talked a lot about the Hot Spring Spa. The hot tubs are the best. I have one. I own one. I don't have a sauna, and you've told me I should. Why?
Well, it's really a health and wellness device like no other. It does a lot of the same things that a hot tub does, but it does even more. For instance, it boosts your immune system. Every time you sit in a sauna, you get that natural runner's high because your body's releasing the natural endorphins. And that's why you come out of it feeling like Superman or Superwoman. You're really charged up. Your energy levels are high. And it's because of that that you don't, what we say, you don't need a flu shot. Your immune system is at an all-time high if you sit in a sauna on a regular basis.
And they're easy. Plug them in.
Yeah, if you got an outlet in the home, you have the number one product on the planet, as said by the Mayo Clinic for Health and Wellness.
Simple as that. Stop and see Vince and his team at a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you, Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo 2.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back on What's on Your Mind, kicking off Veterans Day, Veterans Weekend. Tell us a story about a vet in your family. Tell us a story about a vet in your town, in your at your workplace. It's a great day to salute those vets and give them a shout-out and get them an appropriate pat on the back today. 800-228-0550, brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Best night's sleep ever. I'm telling you, my life changed when I started using MyPillow. Mike Lindell has changed a lot of lives. He's the Minnesota inventor that came up with this. And they still make these pillows out of right there in Minnesota. Ship them all across the world now. I think they're up to 40,000 a month is the latest number I heard. It really is incredible. So you're giving the gift of better health. Most important thing to your health is sleep. So if you have one already and you know, like I do, how great they are, give one to someone else. Change their life. Give them better health. Great birthday, wedding, Christmas gifts. The holidays coming up. And remember, the 60-day money-back guarantee really takes all the risk out of it. If you don't love it, send it back. Sleep better for 59 nights. 800-506-9028 is the toll-free telephone number, or mypillow.com. All right. We lost Doc somehow. I apologize for that because I wanted to hear more of that story out of those merchant mariners in Duluth, Lake Superior. Call back and continue that story. Or if somebody else knows it, love to hear it. Happy birthday to all the Marines out there, says one texter. Another texter says, my grandfather, Jess Walker Cannon, was in World War II in Okinawa, Japan. He fell into a bit of bamboo spikes and feces. He was impaled on the spikes. The Japanese came by and shot him. Some Marines found him 3 days later. He was in the hospital for nearly 2 years. When he was released, he was killed in an automobile accident 6 months later. Can you believe that? He has a stack of medals, two Purple Hearts and a Bronze Star. Some that I remember. His medals are with his son, my father, in Tennessee. Thanks for sharing that story. Appreciate that very much. Melissa in Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning. How are you, Dave?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, after being on hold and listening to your commercials, I'm going to go buy a spa so I don't have to get a flu shot because I hate getting flu shots. But that's not why I called. I was just going to make a challenge to people out there today. When you be a vet or somebody like from the National Guard or law enforcement, to do a little pay it forward. If you're in the line to buy a cup of coffee or your dinner, you know, offer to buy the serviceman's or woman's meal or coffee or whatever, just to give them a little shout out of thanks.
Big time. Least they can do and watch the smile on their face, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, great idea.
I had a chance to do it once, and the thought didn't occur to me until after the fact, and so now I try and be a little more forward-thinking instead of being so slow on the uptake, but I kind of regret the opportunity that I had once in the past to do that, and I didn't think about it in time, so.
Very interesting. Thanks, Melissa. Appreciate the call, and great suggestion. Like that a lot. Texter said that Doc is talking about the Edmund Fitzgerald sinking anniversary. That's why he didn't want folks to forget the merchant mariners. Said he wasn't feeling too good, so I'm hoping he feels better. Tracy in Bismarck, you're next at 800-228-0550. Tell me a story about a vet.
Well, thanks for letting me speak. And first of all, I want to say I love Melissa's idea about paying it forward, and I will definitely take the opportunity to do that today. And I called to recognize my late Uncle Ken, who was a Vietnam vet, and since it was such a controversial time, when he returned from service, he did not get the hero's welcome that he deserved. So he spent the last years of his life making sure that soldiers today did get a hero's welcome when they came back. He also served with the Patriot Guard for the last few years of his life, protecting soldiers' families from protesters while during their funerals. So it warms my heart to think about him, to recognize him today, and it's important to know that so many veterans come back and their service doesn't end just because their term in the military has ended. They continue on, and they are true patriots. So thanks so much for doing what you're doing today.
Thank you, Tracy, and some really good points. Appreciate your call very much. Thanks a bunch. And, you know, the thing I notice about veterans more than anything is there's the truly humble bunch. They're really, you know, the vast majority of them are I would say, Christ-like. right? Because you know, they're out there defending us, protecting us, running into the bullets, you know, taking to protect others. And you know, you think about 1% of citizens doing that, it's just nothing short of phenomenal. But also Christ-like in that, you know, not looking for accolades, not doing it for fame or fortune or anything else, doing it because they have a duty in their mind to protect and defend the citizens of the greatest country on the face of the earth. So I think that is about as cool as you can get. I really do. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is at the Elks Club today. Are you making the turkey? Are you making the turkey, or is somebody else making the turkey?
Okay, you don't want me making the turkey. It's not just turkey. It's all the trimmings and stuff. No, if you want the, you want dry turkey, have me make the turkey.
All right, we'll keep you out of the.
I've never made the turkey.
We'll keep you out of the kitchen then. And what time do they start serving?
Well, I can be in snacking on stuff. I just can't be actually making the stuff. So don't throw me out of the kitchen.
Yeah, all right.
We did tickets for this ahead of time. They're in 3-hour shifts, so look at the ticket. 10:30, 11:30, or 12:30, and then we're serving veterans for 3 hours here. It's going to be great at the Elks.
So how many tickets are out?
Probably about 1,200.
Wow. And are
really
the tickets
down to a science here?
Can you still come and get a ticket, or is it like sold out?
At this point, I believe it is sold out. I'm going to double check with Steve. Do we have any tickets left? He's just walking in. None. Oh my gosh. You know, I'm sorry, but that advertising on What's in Your Mind apparently works very, very well, because it is sold out.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, a lot of vets will be there, and as they get their turkey, Todd's going to stick a microphone in their mouth and say, "How is the turkey?" And thank you for your service, right?
Exactly. I was going to say, thank them for their service, but I'll wait till their mouth is not full. Although, actually, the good waitress thing to do, you know, is to ask when their mouth is full, hey, how's your food today?
Exactly right. Yeah, try that out. Georgia and Bismarck has a story for us. Todd, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Georgia.
Yes, I'd like to recognize my late husband, Byron L. Bedwell III, who's buried at the North Dakota Veterans Cemetery. He was a Vietnam vet, Marine, and today is the Marine Corps' birthday. Just died July of 2015, and we believe it was from cancer, but we believe it was due to Agent Orange. So I just want to say I miss you, and you're in heaven, and thank you for your service.
When did he die, Georgia?
July 17th of 2015.
Just a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And could you get him to take some recognition on Veterans Day? Was he okay with that?
Yes, he was.
Oh, good.
He was.
They should. It's a day to be proud of their service and a day for all of us to thank them for their service. Thanks for sharing the story about your husband.
Thank
Sorry
you.
You're gone.
I'll be visiting him tomorrow.
Yeah, very good. That beautiful cemetery. Wow. Thank you, Georgia. Appreciate you. More coming up on What's on Your Mind, folks.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our grassy deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Connect with Precision Concrete Cutters today. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
On your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We thank you for that. Saluting our vets today. Love to hear a story about a vet near you. Your family member, your co-worker, somebody you know from your community. Lay it on us. Hope you take in some events this weekend. Include those as part of your Veterans Day festivities. Governor Burgum and Lieutenant Governor Sanford are going to be honoring the men and women who have served our country in uniform. Governor Burgum delivering remarks during the Veterans Day program, 11 a.m. at the Fargo Civic Center Veterans Memorial Auditorium. And also participating in the parade and flag-raising ceremony before the program, Lieutenant Governor Sanford will be speaking at the All Veterans Centennial Memorial Program, 945 Russell Reed Auditorium at the North Dakota Heritage Center in Bismarck tomorrow. So, there's a couple of examples, but I know yesterday we heard about several as well of things that are happening. I'm trying to remember one that came in we didn't get a chance to mention on the air. Let me see if I can find that. Wilton. Great Veterans Day program. Wilton Public School. Full program with a whole school, third grade girl leading the pledge, flag folding, introduction of veterans hosted by students. Great program, says Don. I don't know if that's today or what. He said it's on Facebook. So check that out. We heard a few examples of things that are happening. By the way, yesterday we had some questions about whether or not kids are still doing the pledge in school, and we had one parent tell us about kindergarten in Dickinson, where they still do, and his kids are talking about it, so that's kind of neat, too. So appreciate that very well. Texters saying, remembering my cousin Tyler Orgard, who was killed in action at the young age of 20 in Iraq. Bismarck born and raised. Please, Scott, to say, run toward the gunfire. Running into the bullets hurts too much. Thanks, Tom and Fargo. Yeah, you're right. I've been saying running into the bullets, so I'll say running into the gunfire. Okay. Another texter, as a member of the Patriot Guard, I thank all of our veterans for their selfless service, especially my son, Ryan B. Shuval, a veteran of the Afghanistan War. Wow. Incredible. You're right. And our own producer, Nolan, says, I knew Tyler. Went to Century with me. Definitely agree with the texter. Good day to remember him. So love those memories. We're waiting for Senator Hovind to join us momentarily. Todd is live and on location today at the Elks Club in Bismarck. getting ready for the vets to pour in, starting in about an hour from right now. Having some turkey.
Yeah.
Todd is not making the turkey. He's just there to talk to the vets.
Yeah, you don't want me making the turkey. If you want dry, awful turkey, then, you'd have me making the turkey at that point.
Have you got Steve with you now? You could chat with him now if you like while we're waiting
Steve,
for...
Steve, come on over. Come on over. Steve's already hitting me up to make sure you are here with me next year, November 8th. We've already got this marked down. So hopefully, we'll make your plan for that one.
I will. I'll put it on the November calendar right 8th. Now. Exactly.
I want
to see that.
Plan. Steve Schwann is here with me right now. Steve, it's going to be a great day.
Yes, I'm really excited about it. We've got 1,200 tickets that have been given out already, which is our max this year, and it's going to start here about 10:30, and it just gets better every year. We're really excited about the Missing Man tables this year that we've got. It's really a moving thing when you walk by there. You got to go over and take a look at them. We got two of those, so I'm excited about getting those finished up. And we're looking
Missing Man table. You have a Bible and a candle there too.
Yeah, right. And we got the plaque and a flag with the plate, and the table just sits there and shows that we're missing some good people. We really are. So. That's what it's about.
You're going to have to add a fourth shift if you get Scott Ennen here because his fans are going to want to meet him.
Well, you know, this year we had a lot of calls. I know a lot of people probably didn't get in this year the way they wanted to. But, again, next year we're planning the event. It's going to be November 8th. That's a Thursday before Veterans Day. So we sort of set that up, and we might even expand our ticket sales for next year. So,
wow. You know, what's in your mind? Advertising worked too well for you. Sorry about that.
Yeah, you guys did a great job. I love iHeart.
Steve Schwann, Schwann Buick, Cadillac GMC, and, of course, the biggest sponsor, and we've got plenty more, too. We've got to thank everybody who got involved with this at the Bismarck Elks. And Scott, of course, has plenty of other opportunity in Fargo-Moorhead and eventually tomorrow Minot to get some stuff for veterans.
Exactly right. Yeah, today, in fact, we're at the Village Inn on 32nd Avenue South of 25th Street. Veterans that join us here get free pie on us. If you're a vet, free pie. And then also at all the Village Inn locations tomorrow, free breakfast for the vets. Senator John Hovind joins us on our Newsmaker line. Senator, happy Friday to you, sir.
Good morning, Scott. Greetings to you and your listeners.
So I want to talk to you a little bit about this tax reform plan. It's out in the Senate. How would you characterize the biggest difference between your plan, the Senate plan, and the House plan that we've heard more about so far?
Well, you know, you hear so much about the differences, but I'd say overall that they're pretty similar. And the idea is that we both bring them through our respective chambers. They go through the committee process and then on the floor, and they're debated, amended, and so on and so forth. And then as we bring them out, you know, we can go to conference and reconcile a difference. Overall, you know, we've tried to follow the principles that the president laid out. And the two keys he laid out were, one, to make sure that hardworking American taxpayers get a tax break, and two, that it's pro-growth, that we help businesses across this country with simplification and lower rates so that they can buy plant and equipment, hire more people, and as they create more jobs and hire more people, that pushes wages and income higher. And that's what we've tried to do.
So, you know, obviously we know when tax reform, tax cuts get discussed, it is easy to demagogue by the left, right? They're going to throw everything at you. The main argument is that sure. This is nothing but tax breaks for rich people, and you don't care about the middle class. How will you counter that argument? And what in the plan counters that argument?
Well, first off, you're right. You know, you can always find some aspect of it, you know, that you would do differently. And that's always true because there's, you know, there's millions of things in there that you have to address. So you can always find something you'd want done differently. But the key is you got to look at the whole package. And when you look at the whole package, taxpayers are going to see that they pay less tax and that it's simpler. And that's what we're after. And two, again, that is pro-growth. Remember, over the last decade, we've only had about 2% growth. So wages and income have stagnated. And that's the important thing to understand here. It's not just about reducing your tax burden, which it will. For an average median income family of four, it reduces their tax burden about $1,500 a year. Okay? And, you know, that's average. And then, when you start getting higher wages and income combined with that, the Council of Economic Advisors for the administration estimates that's up to another $4,000 a year. Well, that makes a real difference for hardworking Americans.
You mentioned the growth rate, and I know there's a lot of consternation over adding to the debt.
and the $1.5 trillion number that we hear so much. Is the $1.5 trillion figure factoring in growth at the exact same place that it's at now?
Exactly. I mean, you put your finger right on it, Scott. Why in the world would we cut the regulatory burden and reduce the tax burden, make the tax system pro-growth, if it wasn't going to do any good, if it wasn't going to have any benefit? The whole point is that's how you get the economy growing. And if we grow just at the average rate we've grown since World War II, we'll generate far more in revenue than the cost of the tax plan, meaning we can actually reduce the debt and deficit. It's only under this static scoring model that joint tax has, and under their arcane rules in Washington, D.C., where they say, well, nothing's going to change. You can do all this stuff, and, gee, nothing changes. Well, I'll give you an example that shows that's not true. When I started as governor in this state, we worked to improve the business climate, and look at the growth that we had in income while we were cutting regulation and reducing the tax rate. We had tremendous growth because you get the economy going. That's what we're trying to do at the federal level.
Here's a question from one of our listeners via text. Ask Senator Hoeven, the same number of brackets, 6, as our old system, question mark? Sounds like it's not really a change or simpler. That's sad.
You know, that's a good question. I'm glad it's asked. I understand that, you know, it might seem like if you only go to 3 or 4 brackets, somehow that's simpler. But actually, remember, all you do is apply that rate to your taxable income. So we greatly simplify, and all your calculation goes into what is your taxable income. So we greatly simplify the process and reduce what's taxable income, and then you just apply one of the rates from the rate table. And so actually, though, I get why you'd ask that question, but really, it doesn't make it hardly any more complicated, I would say, but it makes it fairer by having more brackets, because we want to try to make sure that everybody pays less than tax. See, and that's the real key. And I think if you look at that and understand kind of what I just described, you see, oh, it really doesn't make it more complicated, and it makes sure I get a tax cut. I think people are going to like that.
It feels a lot like the health care reform battle and the effort to repeal and replace Obamacare. It feels very clunky. It feels like, oh, my gosh, it's you know, the plan's coming out this day. No, it'll be that day. No, it's delayed, and the House version's this. It just feels like kind of chaos. Do you see some light at the end of the tunnel here? You think that the fog will lift, and you think you get this thing through?
Well, I do, and I hear you. And let me say two things on that. One, I think you'll see that the House will be able to move their bill before Thanksgiving, and we'll move ours the week after Thanksgiving, and so then we can reconcile them and get it done before year end. I think we can do that. The other thing, let me say, again, back to your earlier point about, you know, trying to cut through all the rhetoric on this. Remember, under the Graham-Cassidy bill for repealing and replacing Obamacare, North Dakota got complete flexibility and $700 billion more over 10 years. Now, that's a good deal for our state, where we could have developed health care that works for North Dakotans. And that's why I say at the end of the day, you have to look at the whole tax package and understand there might be a provision you don't like, but overall, the key is, do you come out better, pay less tax, and do we get this economy going the way we need to?
Will you get any Democratic votes, including Senator Heitkamp, do you believe?
Well, that's a real question. I don't know, Scott. I obviously we're trying to get Democrats at this point. We don't have any on board. But, again, that's why, as you and I have talked, I'm doing everything to make darn sure that we have 51 Republicans. And, obviously, we're trying to reach out to the Democrats, and we'll see.
Yeah, because my gut kind of tells me it seems like it's getting almost changed to try and attract Democratic votes. And if you don't get them anyway, then you have, not the best package. And if they're not going to come along anyway, I mean, I hope there's some assurances there at some point it's going to happen. I know before we let you go, we should tell folks that you will be in Bismarck at the AmVets Club 12:50 tomorrow for their Veterans Day program. And part of the Veterans
today.
Day program. Well, that's today. Sorry, that's right.
Today, yeah, and I'll be in Fargo for their vet ceremony tomorrow.
That's tomorrow at 10:30. Sorry, good. AmVets Veterans Day program today, Bismarck AmVets 12:50, and Saturday 10:30 Veterans Day program in Fargo. Thanks, Senator. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Scott.
More after this.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC safety consultant Dustin Austin discussing phase 2 of the NDSC safety campus.
Our next building is going to be a indoor dirt arena. This is North Dakota. It gets cold. During the cold months, the construction business is shut down, and that's the time when they like to train. But a lot of this training that would take place, would need to take place outdoors, just can't be done up here. But with this new phase two, this will let us do this type of training year-round. One of my favorite quotes in the world actually comes from Thomas Jefferson. His quote says, "Knowledge is power, knowledge is safety, knowledge is happiness." Even back in the 1700s, he got it. Now we can provide this year-round, provide a better education for workers out there, and allow them to make the right choices.
For now, you can support Phase 2 of the NDSC Safety Campus at ndsc.org/safetycampus.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Back on a special Veterans Day weekend edition of What's on Your Mind Today. Want to hear your stories about vets and your families? Give us a call at 800-228-0550. With those, just had to take a little break to get some news related to this tax reform plan from Senator Hoeven, and only had a short time to chat with him today, but I have some other questions that we did not get a chance to get into. If passed, will this be in effect this tax season? Is one question that some of these came after we they came at the end of our conversation, so I didn't have a chance to get them in for Senator Hoeven. Sorry about that. But I know there is talk of it being retroactive, so I sure hope so. Why is the Senate creating a watered-down version of an already watered-down bill, asks another. Why is the death tax kept in place? Why are the brackets not reduced? Where is the conservatism? Another says, please ask Senator Hovind why he is for increased FICA taxes or small businesses and rental property. This will hit farmers hard. All right. Another question for Senator Hovind, you might ask next time on the tax reform bill, is why the delay on the effective date until 2019? If it's good policy, make it effective 2017. I think that's just on part of they're doing a phase in on the corporate rate, if I'm not mistaken. But it's a good question. It certainly is. And all these are great questions, so keep them coming. One other one here says, why do we hear the Senate version delays the tax break for repatriation until next year? Small businesses need a big tax break, maybe do away with the matching payroll tax. Why not a 1% tax bracket for the lower end? Have a little skin in the game. All right, we're going to get all those questions to Senator Hovind. We'll have him back. We're going to follow this just as close as we can and keep tabs on it for you best we can. That's our promise, folks, our pledge to you, to make sure we get the answers you need. It's a Veterans Day celebration we're having in Fargo. Todd's in Bismarck today at the Elks Club. And what a neat deal that that Schwann's is doing for the vets. 10:30 today is when the first wave come in. How many did Steve say they're doing in total this year? New record number, was it 1,200 or more than that, Todd? Todd maybe can't hear me. Can't hear him. Todd, are you there? No, oh, yeah. That's very unusual for Todd to be that silent, isn't it?
Yeah. No.
All right. We're working on getting Todd. Yeah, it's over. It's at least 1,200. I think, as Steve was saying earlier, it was a new record for folks that that are participating in the turkey dinner today with turkey and all the fixins. So that's pretty cool. Appreciate that very much. That they're doing that for the vets today. First wave starting at 10:30 today. And it is at the Elks Club in Bismarck. So you can find that. Well, I'm just trying to find the info. Here it is here. Veterans, active military, law enforcement officers are also included. First responders are also included. Turkey dinner with all the trimmings. That's the Bismarck Mandan Elks Lodge, South Washington Street, Bismarck. Spouses invited as well. Bring the military ID. Thanks to Schwann, Buick, GMC, Cadillac. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Teaming up with iHeartMedia, packing the place today. And I have it on my calendar. I'll be there next year. This year I'm at the Village Inn, 25th Street South and 32nd Avenue in Fargo. If you are a vet, come on in. Bring a vet in, and it's free pie. And because we didn't really want to be talking about pie, Tom and I just decided, well, you decided, actually. It was your executive decision. Tom Campbell is with me today. Rusty Ort on the way as well. And celebrating veterans today. Tom is handing out copies of a book about his father, Captain Paul Campbell, a B-17 pilot. 401st Bombardment Group, 8th Air Force. But wasn't it your idea on the pie?
Yes, it was. I
executive
love pie.
Decision. Well, how do you not like pie? Is there anybody that doesn't like pie, do you think?
You can't sample something that you're promoting, so you got to be able to sample it and then promote it.
Truth in advertising.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so for doling out free pie for the vets, we're doing a little taste testing. I did strawberry rhubarb with a little scoop of ice cream that you talked me into.
If you're going to go for it, go all in.
What did you order?
Cherry. But it'd be easier for me to tell you which ones I don't like. I love them all. I hadn't had a bad piece of pie in 58 years and got sold by them.
Never met a pie I didn't like. And you can also order your Thanksgiving pies today, but they're free pies for vets today when you come into this location, the Village Inn, where we're broadcasting. It's a busy place. I'm seeing a lot of students today, too. School must be out for Vets Day, huh?
Yep, they're observing it today, even though it's tomorrow.
Public schools, they're out today.
Yep.
Now, do you think they do anything for... I hope they have something, you know, use the time not to come in, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of sad because a lot of these holidays, like Columbus Day and so forth...
Just a day off.
People don't even recognize it or don't even care, which would be sad.
Terribly. Don't like that one bit. Anyway, our kids have school today.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
Okay.
So not all the schools are out, but public schools must be out today.
Yep.
Anyway, bring a vet in for pie today. A great thing to do at Village Inn. Love to have you here, and then Todd's in Bismarck as well. All right, let me get some more of the text here. Holy buckets, here's a long one. Okay, this one I got just seeing now, but it says, when Senator Hovind comes on, please hold his feet to the fire on why the Senate is not passing any of the bills that the House has sent them. Last time Congressman Kramer was on, he said there are 380-some bills sitting in the Senate. I think it's 180. Is it 380?
It's over 300.
Is it?
It's 312 or 316. It's a lot of bills, which is kind of typical. The House gets things done, and traditionally the Senate doesn't.
If the Senate can't get its work done, they shouldn't be going on their recess or vacation. My apologies for just seeing that now, all the work you put into that text. Today we were obviously talking a little bit about the tax reform bill, but take your point. Absolutely. Another texter says, happy birthday to all the Marines out there. We love the Leathernecks. More of your tributes to vets coming up. Don't go away.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The Independent Beef Association of North Dakota invites you to their 12th annual meeting at the Baymont in Mandan Friday and Saturday, November 17th and 18th. Saturday's topics include wintering beef cows by beef cattle specialist Carl Dolan, the latest on electronic tagging and reading systems from Port Supply, animal health updates from the state veterinarian, and featured speaker Dr. Sunny Geiser-Novotny will discuss the latest on animal identification, where it's at, and where it's going. Kim Ulmer of South Dakota will explain the markets during the banquet. Dance follows. Register at iban.org or call 214-0639.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.